guess we needed to hear that. I don't usually say ask prayer requests on this morning, but I did this morning. Anybody got testimony? That's what I'm going to say. Amen, sissy. Praise the Lord.
I'm going to stand up because hallelujah. Something amazing happened to me Friday night at graduation. It's been 4.5 months since Troy left us. You know, and I was having such a hard time with understanding that she was just flesh and bone here. And when she left, her soul went somewhere amazing. Troy was an integral part of all of our family gatherings. She had the best smile ever. She always made us laugh. Everybody always looked forward to her coming home from wherever her path was at that time, New Jersey, Virginia, Morgantown. And, you know, once she graduated from high school and she went to college, she was always away from us. And as I sat there watching my nephew's class in 2019 graduate, you know, I said, Lord, you know, we're all there. We're trying to be happy, but we were sad. My mom actually brought a picture with her of Troy's graduation from Ripley High. And it was me and my three girls together. And we were so happy. We were all smiling.
Sure.
And I said, Lord, you know, I said, God, I said, if there's anything you can give me right now, let me know that she's here with us.
Amen.
And something kept saying, look up, look up. And I looked up, and it was the most amazing cloud. And I could see the silhouette of her face with her hair stacked on her head.
Amen.
The way she always wore it, and she had this big, flowing white gown on. And it was amazing. And I just had these crocodile tears. And my brother-in-law was like, here's my hanky. And they all thought I was sad. But at that moment, that what he gave me,
amen.
Oh, it was, I'll never forget it.
Amen.
I will never forget it. So, you know, and I hadn't shared that with any of them. I wanted to share it here in his house.
Amen.
So that he brought me here for a reason.
Sure.
He brought me to this church. And everybody has been so loving. And
amen.
So kind.
Amen.
Bless you.
And I can't ask to be in a better place. So keep praying for us because the struggle is hard. It really is. I have really good days and I have really, really bad days. But I always have one thing, and that's him right with me.
Yeah. Amen.
He's carrying me, and I know that now. I grew up in church. Some bad things happened in my life, and I strayed. But I will never stray again. I'm here.
Amen.
And one day I'm going to see my baby again.
Right.
He's promised me that.
Amen.
I'm going to listen to him and I'm going to watch for his signs.
Amen.
And I'm going to share it with everyone. I shared it with so many people at Ripley on Sale. I was there and I told everybody what happened to me Friday night. And it was the most amazing feeling I've ever felt in my
That's
life.
Good.
Amen.
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 Bless you.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Bless you, honey.
Alex became a member of the crew for Sanders for Christ while at Marshall this year, and he's getting ready to leave Wednesday for a mission trip in Gatlinburg. He'll be gone the whole summer. He won't come back until August. And he's going to be more or less on his own. He doesn't know anybody going into this, and he's going to be working and evangelizing to international students as well as employees while he's there. So if we could just pray for him.
Amen.
God leads him and gives him the words and the encouragement that he needs to make it through this endeavor. And
amen.
Amen.
A blessing to somebody else as he's been to all of us over the years. I'm very proud of him.
Amen.
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 after Terry got killed, that she sort of, like you, ma'am, the Lord come to her, like, I guess in a dream, or it could have been a vision. But she saw Terry, my brother, playing a pinball machine, and I don't know why all that, but said when he turned around and looked at her, said his teeth was just as pearly white, and he had a glow to him. And that gave her a sense of peace. Just like you. Now God is real.
Amen.
Yeah. And you know, this stuff like this just don't happen. It happens for a purpose.
Amen.
And I said that. I hope you get all the peace that my mom got. I can't imagine going through that at all, much less without God. And I'm glad you have God.
Amen. Amen. Someone else. All right, let's take up offering this morning. Got somebody to do it here. Trent, I'm going to ask you to say the offering and pray hard for these prayer requests this morning also.
Thank you. 92, Little Red Book. 92.
I'm we'll turn the page. 134 as the choir goes down. Wait a minute, hold up. Bless you.
Thank you. bidden by the royal scepter.
That's right.
She could be killed. Aren't you glad that we got a heavenly Father, a Lord, and God, a King that we can go to?
Yes.
Yeah.
He wants us.
Yes.
He wants us. I believe it was the Apostle Paul says, let us come boldly before the throne of grace.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that we got a God? He wants us to come before Him. He wants us to give our petitions to Him. I'm glad to be serving Him. I should have given this testimony a while ago. It would have been a whole lot better. I'm thankful for these songs. I'm glad that I can call on Jesus
anytime.
In the hours of the morning, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, when He wakes me up and talks to me, Brother Dana, I'm glad He does it to other people.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get to sleep some night. I'm thankful that I can call on Jesus anytime. Let's sing it.
Thank you.
watches out at and gives you travel grace. Even coming to church, he gives you grace.
Right.
The church is full, that's why. He can do it all. He has done it all, and he'll continue to do it all. And bless you, Chris. I love this thing. Just remember us in prayer. And
amen.
And the Lord willing, which he is.
Amen.
He has to be in here someday, and you know, you testify, buddy. I love you, brother.
Amen.
Of course, when you got 10 younger sitting here, it means a whole lot.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it means everything now. But wouldn't it be better to see the pew filled up? Even with the grandkids. But we're at the bar to tell you this. God is here all the time.
Amen.
And I appreciate you. I appreciate all y'all. I love everybody. I don't know your names. That don't make any difference. God knows your names. The greatest he's in us, and he's in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's always there. He's always there with us. Especially the ones today, he is the one that's lost loved ones. Bless you, give me. That's what it's all about. But he can put his gear in his strength to get through each and every day. He does. He has a meeting. I can speak for myself. You know, you never think you get in a shape or predicament like this. But you know what? He knows every hair on your head. We're not guaranteed the next breath. And I'll tell you what. If you keep your eye on him, he gives you the next breath. He provides it all. He feeds the sparrow. He'll take care of us.
Amen.
Don't remember us in prayer.
Okay? Amen. Bless you. Amen.
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 I say glory.
Amen.
Glory. Bless the Lord.
Let's all stand and sing. Just follow me on this as the choir goes down the old song, I Will Serve Thee. I Will Serve Thee. It's not in your hymnal. So. I'll feed the words to you the first time through, okay? I Will Serve Thee. I will serve Thee because I love Thee. Because I love Thee. You have given life to me. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me. I was nothing before you found me. You have given life to me. You have given life. Heartaches and broken pieces. Heartaches, broken pieces. Ruined lives are why? Ruined lives are why? You died on Calvary. You died on Calvary. Your touch is what I long for. Is what I long for. You have given life to me. You have given life to me. I will serve Thee because I love Thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me. You have given life to me. Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are somebody else.
Bless the Lord.
All right.
There's a couple of treats for you. One you get to partake in, participate in, and one you get to listen to, and then maybe one you get to watch. So, first, we have a prayer meeting that we want to pray for. If you've got another man who's going to be going away for 9 weeks of the summer on his own, by himself or anybody he knows from our presence, he'll be working for the Lord. The Alex will come up.
Yeah.
Everybody will gather around and pray.
Sure.
We're sending him out for God, and we pray for him in the Bible when he sends him out. So we're going to pray and we send him out for God. Come on out for us to the altar here. Everybody will come. Lay your hands on him and pray.
Shadows drear, and while it leads, I have no fear. I know it will lead me to that home where sin nor sorrows e'er can come. And I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story, saved by grace. And there upon that that golden strand. I'll praise Him for His guiding hand. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet that strand, still guided by the unseen hand.
Summer's coming up, and don't get me wrong, parents send their kids to certain things during summer, camps, sports camps, I get that, but that may work out, it may not, but what he's doing, where he's going, investing his life, his time, in service to others, teaching others how to witness to Christ, I just see this as the beginning, I just see this as the beginning. I'm seeing missionary down the road, evangelist down the road, pastor down the road, but God's in this. It's going to work out.
Amen.
I appreciate you, Alex. Let me pray for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Wanted to come and do this. We want him to. He said he would come and do it. I asked him if he's feeling okay, and he said, not so much, but he's willing to do this. So pray for him.
So this is the speech that I gave Friday at graduation.
Put that mic up a little. I want everybody to hear you. That's it. Yeah.
Good morning. Now, before I begin my speech, I think it's only fair to thank the family members, teachers, administrators, and staff for everything they have done for the class of 2019. Without you, we would not be walking across this stage today. You have encouraged and supported us no matter what, and we are truly grateful. I would like to thank my parents and grandparents for always showing me their love and support. You have encouraged me to do my best, learn from my past, and be proud of where I come from. I love you. Thank you to my siblings. Casey, you have taught me determination and heart. Katie, Ronell, and BJ, you have shown me that sometimes the hardest tests in life are not those written on paper. I am thankful to have you all in my life. Graduates, so how does it feel? The day has finally come. In just a few short minutes, each of us will be handed our diploma and officially end our high school career. In just a few short hours, each of us will walk off this campus as a newfound graduate, ready to take on anything that is thrown our way. That's a lot to take in, isn't it? It seems like not that long ago we were just going to class as usual, but now we're finished, just like that. It's okay to be nervous or uncomfortable. We spend our entire lives living with our families, going to school, hanging out with friends, and now it's all changing. So, with the time we have left together as a class, I'd like to take a few moments to reflect on how it is that we got here. Of course, most of us drove, but I mean how we've developed into the young people that we are today. Not that long ago, we walked into the halls of Ripley High School blind. In middle school, we'd been sentenced to 3 long years of 30-minute silent lunches and were ready to move on. The first few days were rough. The teachers were intimidating, the upperclassmen were scary, and we didn't know where to go. But at least we finally had that hour-long lunch, right? After a while, we'd gotten used to it all. Classes were in motion, football season had begun, and we participated in our first pep rally, which we all know didn't end well. The whole high schooler thing was becoming easy. Before we knew it, we were sophomores. Now, I don't know about anyone else, but our sophomore year is the first year that we were able to have Miss Heckert in class. And that's amazing. It's like meeting Superman, but cooler. Anyway, we were beginning to mature. There was less thinking like a quote-unquote stupid freshman, and more thinking like a sensible human being. Well, some of us, anyway. Flash forward 1 year, we just became juniors. We are sensible and responsible young adults. For the next year, we would stress about the future and where our paths would go. Should we go into the workforce? Military? If so, what branch? College? If so, where? What major? In addition, can I afford it? These were all the questions bouncing around in our poor little heads, all the while being bombarded by homework. We somehow made it through. Senior year was upon us. We made our way through the senior doors for the first time and let out a breath of relief. The home stretch was right in front of us. We rushed for scholarships, wrestled with our grades, and after what seemed like an eternity of work, we finished. We walked right back out those same senior doors for the last time. Now we are here, about to wrap up something that started 13 long years ago. Look at how we've changed. The peers sitting in front of me are not the same as they were when we first arrived at this school. I mean, obviously some of us have gotten a bit taller, but that's not it. We've truly grown as a class. We are a group full of accomplished, responsible, hardworking young people. 4 years ago, we were scared and clueless when it came to the world. I mean, seriously, as freshmen, we were utterly useless. But now we're experienced and ready to take on the world. Speaking of being accomplished, to think that the class of 2019 would earn close to $4.3 million collectively in scholarship money is incredible. We earned it. Now that we have reminisced in the past 4 years, it seems it is tradition for me to leave you with a quote. Therefore, I would like you to remember the words of Aristotle. Educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all. We spent the last 4 years at this school learning together, maturing together, and becoming a family together. Each one of us are going to follow our own paths and do great things, but never forget where you came from. This is our home. Thank you.
All right, now, Zach Hill, come on up.
Hello. Well, first off, I knew Alex had to give his speech last year from formal awards, and I was telling Mom, I'm like, oh, I don't know about giving a speech in front of the church. She's like, well, if they figure out you're going to be speaking, they're going to ask you to say it at church. So after graduation, Rob walked up to me, and he's like, you ready to talk on Sunday? But, so I just have a quick question. Chance, how long was your speech? Like, how many pages?
Six.
Okay, yeah. So my dad was really nervous about my speech because all the other kids had pages, like Chance's was 6 pages long. I got a note card. So he was really nervous about my speech. But I ended up talking for like, what, 8.5 minutes at graduation, which I didn't expect to talk that long. But so the premise of my speech wasn't even my idea. Like, Chris Pratt, a famous actor, I based my speech off of a speech he gave at the MTV Awards for the Generation Award. He did 9 rules for the next generation. So I decided I'd do 7 rules for the graduating class to take into their life. So I'm going to start my list now. There's 7 points. Number one was breathe. And this is the same point Chris had as his first point. And what he said was, if you don't breathe, you'll suffocate. But I went a little more in depth into that, because if you take the time to breathe, you'll enjoy all the time you have right now, all the loved ones you have. Don't take anything for granted, because if you don't focus on what you have now and breathe, you'll suffocate your future. If you don't take the actions now in the present, you're not going to have a future that you made for yourself. Now, I don't know how I should go about this next point. Should I just skip it? Okay, I'll skip it. I don't know if some people would like the choice of words. There's no bad words, no bad words. We're going to skip to number 3. So my third point was words are your most powerful weapon. Every person you encounter, you have the chance to change their life, and they're going to remember how you were to them, if you were a good person, if you were a bad person. And every encounter you have, you should take that opportunity to speak life into the person, uplift them. You don't want to be the person who constantly drags them down and makes them feel worthless. Number 4 was earn everything, no matter what. Just earn it. You're only going to get out what you put into it. So take the time to earn it, and your reward's going to be greater. You're going to feel better about what you accomplished. Number 5 was take care of your soul. You've only got one soul in this life, so you've got to be careful what you do to it. Now, number 6 was, my point was, there is a God. He's as real as you and me, as real as the sun in the sky. He loves you. He'll do anything for you. And at that point in the speech on Friday, I took the time to say how thankful I was to have my father there at graduation, because you know what it's been like these past couple of years. And then point number 7 was, we're not perfect. We all make mistakes. We all have bad judgment. But there's a God above who makes us new every day. Through his grace, by his sacrifice, we're able to come in every day and have a fresh start. So with that, I'd just like to say, just remember to change lives each and every day. And thank you.
Make this quick this morning, but I have the treat that you get to watch. If she's willing to, go ahead and come on up. Are you willing? Ready? No? Okay. Well, in that case, we will save that treat for another day. I'm just going to go on this. God is real. Bottom line.
Amen.
God is real.
Amen.
And if you don't know him, you can.
Get acquainted with him.
If you don't know him,
amen,
he wants you to.
Sure.
If you don't know God, I don't mean know of God. Everybody knows of God. But do you know God? If you don't, this morning, let us introduce you to him.
Right.
Let us introduce you to the one man, the one God, that can change everything in your life. Let us introduce you to the one God who gave his life for your life.
Yeah.
The one who left where we want to go to come to where we want to leave.
Right.
Think about that. He was already there in heaven,
amen,
had what we want, and came here to this earth so we could leave this earth and go to heaven. So this morning, if you don't know God and the songs and the testimonies and their speeches, he's knocking at your heart, let us introduce you to him.
Right.
He wants to put his arms around you.
Yeah.
He wants to hug you. He wants to save you.
Amen.
You know, I thought one time, what's it mean to be saved? How do I get saved? All it is apologizing to God for not following him yet. It's that simple. It's not difficult. It's not hard.
Right.
It's so easy. But sometimes we find it hard to do.
Right.
But all God says is just apologize and ask me to save you, and I will. This morning, maybe you're here and you're saved. You're a Christian. But maybe life's been tough. Life has recently gotten you down. Maybe the devil has thrown more at you than you feel like you can handle. God said, I will never let more go on you than you can handle with me. You see, that's the thing about God. When we walk through life, God says you don't have to handle life on your own. You don't have to handle life by yourself. You don't have to bear burdens on your shoulders. You don't have to carry weight on your back.
Right.
He said, let me do it for you.
So
maybe you're here this morning and you're a Christian, but life's been tough. Life's been rough. Life hasn't been easy. Everything's coming down on you. Maybe you need to talk to God,
amen,
about what's going on.
Amen.
Maybe you want to talk to God about what's going on. Or maybe you're a Christian here this morning. And as Memorial Day is a day to remember, when you look back over your life, you remember all the good things that God has done for you. And that's what I was going to have you do this morning as we went through, was to remember what God has done for you on your behalf in your life. This morning, if you're here and you're a Christian and you remember all those things and you want to come and you want to just thank God for what he's done for you, as we stand, as we sing, if you need Jesus this morning, come get Jesus this morning, because he is here. He is here. His presence is here. His power is here. He is here.
Page 52, 52.
Understands your heart.
want to say. Now, we'll tell you, you need to come back because, oh, yes. Yeah, amen.
And, you know, I feel like first job is to get saved, second job is to help other people get saved. You might
right.
be the only Bible they ever read.
Right.
You know, you don't have to know the whole Bible. You know, you just got to know, tell them something.
Right.
You know, if you can just plant a seed, you know, but I just want to say I'm proud of these guys, and I just felt like I needed to say that.
Amen.
You know, it is a struggle to try to, you know, just bring up the subject, you know, but
yeah,
try to be strong and do that. And, pray for me that I can do that because I struggle with that every day.
Amen.
Try to help, you know, like I said, try to help other people best you can. I'm proud of you guys.
Amen. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord.
Sometime in the near future, we're going to preach, and it's going to include these. So you might want to come back and just see what it has to do with. And some of you all will be involved. You don't know it yet, but some of you all will be involved. I'll volunteer you, by the way, if you don't volunteer. Come back tonight.
Jamie Tolley will be singing for us tonight.
Jamie
Tolley? I don't know if his whole family's coming too or not, but.
Jamie Thomas, Minister of Music. Don't want to miss it. Anything else? Young men, three young men. If you'd go back by the back door, all three of you. If you would shake their hand, tell them you love them, tell them you pray for them. If you would, bow your heads. Mr. Tim, would you dismiss us, please?